So today I'd like to give a few indications in relationship to this metta practice. And then we'll be able to sit in the most comfortable position possible, available. If you have a lot of body discomfort, it's also possible to lie down as long as you don't snore. Or lean against a wall. It's totally fine. It's the metta that you can give to yourself. But first, I'd like to speak a few words to clarify some points that have been coming up in the interviews in relationship to this metta practice. So if I guess there are more than two people that ask questions, it's worth speaking to all of you. We understand that this very quality of metta, this mental factor among many which are wholesome, the loving kindness, wholesome factor of mind, is present within ourself as many other factors. So it's not something that will come from outside, fall from the sky, or anywhere else. There's a real sense of the mind which is unhindered by greed, hatred, and delusion, expresses natural kindness, gentleness. And so in our Vipassana practice, there's definitely, we understand this now, a movement towards this quality of kindness, of metta. The more we're present, mindful, and not hindered by the desires and aversions, the grasping and the pushing away, then there's a flourishment, there's a spontaneous manifestation of that quality. Which means that the Vipassana holds this quality, the practice that we're developing moment after moment really inclines in that direction, just by a very clear non-judgmental attention, the fact that we're not judging, not holding aversion, there's a pure kind of sense of acceptance or openness, then already this metta quality is here. So it's not kind of an ideal state where suddenly, you know, we come to the metta sit and we should switch on the switch to metta and suddenly something else is going to happen. No, there's this very human sense of existence, quality of being, and we come with what we have. And we attend to what we have with mindfulness, with a certain sense of interest, curiosity, and just hold ourselves in this space, making the space available for whatever is manifesting. That's really the Vipassana. Now, if there's this quality of simple care, of gentleness, then it makes the relationship a little bit easier, even much more easy, than if there wouldn't be the kindness. Because if there isn't the kindness or the care, what is there? Desire on one side, aversion on another, right? And delusion or confusion. That's usually what we have as friends, more often than we want. But when they're here, these aspects of the mind, the greed, the hatred, the delusion, or the hindrances, desire, agitation, restlessness, doubt, right? The hindrances are coming up. It's not about having them or getting rid of them. It's really to allow ourselves to understand that these states arise and pass. in the field of awareness, in the field of the moment. In themselves, they're not a problem. If there's an aversion or an attachment, then that's where we get caught and suffering arises. In this very space of relationship, the metta can be extremely helpful. So in sync with what I think Stephen was offering yesterday, there's real sense where we can blend and understand that the attitude in relationship to both practices can really be the same. So the aversion or the greed or the doubt or the agitation or impatience will be maybe something that is going to come up, and the whole practice is, what is the relationship? What's the meeting with this momentary experience? Very often it's judging, pushing away, right? If we can bring the quality of care and kindness, there's definitely a sense that you will feel a potential for more openness. Just the very simple potential. This too can be seen for what it is, and we don't get entangled. Further suffering just doesn't come along. It's huge. The potential here of liberation is huge. So it's said that metta practice in itself is a purification process. And as from the very beginning that I've been practicing this meditation of metta, I've really felt that it has been an incredibly purification process for myself in relationship to the hurts and the wounds, the troubles that one can sense, whether it's in the body or in the mind. If we understand the potential of inclining the mind, which means the intention of allowing things to be the way that they are, there's a potential here for greater liberation and a potential to not get entangled more than is needed. And this is a process. It's extremely dynamic in its own way, life. So we get lost, and when there's the presence of sadness or anger, is it possible to bring in this attitude of just, what is this? The very simple aspiration and wish and open feeling of interest, rather than just pushing it away or avoiding or denying or pretend that it's not what it is. All these different ways that we strategize. We just allow it to be, and there's a caring attention. Changes the whole field of experience. So we see here that there's a sink between the metta and the vipassana, because it's one process, which is of course the process of self-transformation, liberation if you like. And the self-transformation or liberation comes from the relationship to experience. So this is what we're learning. So many times it will not feel pleasant. And we often think we cannot do metta practice because we're expecting or we're thinking that we should feel this extraordinary bliss and light and love, unconditional love, and we're feeling exactly the opposite. It's not that the metta is not working, it's working very well. when this is happening. So please really understand that there's a potential for liberation within this very clear sense of being able to have more spaciousness and more availability to meet the difficulties when we have the metta that is available. Now, it doesn't mean that there are not moments when there'll be joy and ease and a sense of well-being, and the kindness is just present, and there's maybe a flow of vibrant energy in the body, and it's just pleasant. Great. These are the moments where you feel supported by the practice. We understand that everything, whatever it is that is happening, nourishes the practice, whether it's difficult and we bring in the metta, the kindness, in relationships. It's not to think that the practice is going wrong or to try to change anything, but rather to make space for what is. Be a little more available to the extent that it's possible without forcing. In the same way that we don't force a flower to open, right? You just don't tear the petals. You care. So there's a softness of heart, a softness of mind, which helps the flow. The last aspect that I'd like to talk about is, which came up as questions, and that is the use of the phrases or not the phrases. And here there's kind of a little bit of confusion because we've said different things, and I think it's helpful to understand that the phrases or the words or even one word in relationship to what is it that we're kind of cultivating, the wish or the aspiration to feel just more care. May I intend towards greater kindness for myself? For example, this is just an example. That intention plants a seed of wholesome intention. So it can be really beneficial to feel that sense of, oh, this is the support, and I'm giving myself the opportunity to connect rather than to stay disconnected. So the phrase helps me connect. Now, if there's already a connection and you're just present, there is clearly a sense of knowing what's happening, the phrase may be in the way. It may be even bringing you out of the meditation. Because it's a thought, right? The phrase is a thought. So it's possible that it brings you out. So if there's a sense of kind of being in the flow of experience and sensation is manifesting, and you feel the care and the kindness, and it's already here, then maybe the phrase is not needed, or phrases, or a word. Now we understand that if there's a lot of distraction, and we're spacing out, and we're really completely not in the mode of presence, then the anchor in metta practice are the phrases,
or is the word.
The anchor is the word. And that's something, as much as we can use the breath in Vipassana as being the anchor, for metta practice, should we want to deepen and develop this specific quality, the word and the intention to cultivate loving kindness comes from the support of the wish. May I be happy or peaceful or safe and protected, or whatever wish you may have for yourself. And it may be very possible that you begin with a few phrases to connect with the kindness. And then you can drop and allow for the actual experience to be present. And then you lose it again, you lose the connection, and you come back and you may want to use a few more words to help you support in the very same way that we use the anchor of breath or body awareness to ground the practice. That helpful? Yeah? Okay, so we'll begin the practice. Please take a posture which is comfortable for you. As comfortable as possible. But there's a sense of alertness. It's not about taking a nap. Hopefully you've taken a nap after lunch, so. There can be ease of well-being in the body, a sense of relaxation, and yet a very clear quality of presence. It's just more on the side of relaxation. And then ground yourself into this body awareness in a very simple way, a way that is suitable to you. It may be that you ground yourself in the area of the chest, or just feel a sense of contact with the earth, and also open to what is right now. We're hearing sound outside. There's the sound of my voice. Sensory experiences happening right now. May want to be in connection and in contact with a place that you care. There's care. There's a sense of gentleness and very simple care about your own sense of well-being. And that may be supported by a physical touch, if you want, a hand on a part of the body, two hands, so that you have an intimacy of connection without forcing, but there's a place of contact, living experience, rhythmic breathing
process within our
heart, body, energy flowing through the body in a very natural way. And taking the time to notice what is present, what happens when there's this care that is offered to yourself. We all want to be happy. There's no exception. Everybody wishes to be happy or to be in peace. And this is the intention of metta. Wishing well, wishing ourselves to be happy. The basic goodness that can flow from that wish. And it is a wish. And the subtlety is to be able to stay on the side of the wish. That it's a generosity of heart, an aspiration. And this wish may be received in our heart. May I care about myself? May I care to care? And then we can sense some sense of relaxation in the heart, in the body. We may also maybe at times sense an expectation, wanting something in return. the expectation, the sense of I'm wishing and I'm not getting, is not metta. Desire. So it's helpful to really be very clear on what is what. Is the intention to wish, the aspiration, the quality of care, kindness, generosity of heart? And then we allow what, for whatever it is that is manifesting, to manifest. And deepen that sense of intention, which is wholesome, with mindfulness. And if desire comes in the way, attachment, wanting, then that can be noticed and received with kindness. No need to get rid of it. This is the momentary experience. Paying attention. And then notice the effect of that relationship. Really allowing yourself to nourish the practice with whatever is appearing in the field of presence, with an intention of cultivating this kindness, and then also having the kindness to allow whatever it is that is appearing to appear, to be known, and to change, and to dissolve into this very field of awareness. When there is distraction, loss of contact, disconnection, this is just what it is. Just disconnection, nothing more. And when we realize this, there's no need to judge or to blame or to harm ourselves. Just the natural flow of different experiences, distraction, non-distraction. The moment that we are aware again, please bring in the kindness, the care, to just pick up this moment as it is. No need to nourish a negative mind state. Not helpful. You can see how the metta with the mindfulness can lead to a process of greater sense of ease and liberation. How the opposite states of aversion, judging, blame, self-doubt, further entangle or harm heart, the mind, and even the body, create tension. Really noticing, giving some interest, curiosity to that reality. We feed the wholesome, and metta is a wholesome mind state. Mindfulness is a wholesome mind state. Practicing by yourself now, and really allowing the practice to unfold in a very organic way. There's no doubt that when the mind drifts off, it drifts off, and you can reconnect. Again, if it's helpful, bring a word or a phrase as an anchor to reestablish the connection. And now towards the end of the sitting, we may want to stay with ourselves, just resting in the moment and nourishing this sense of kind, caring presence. Or we may naturally extend this kindness, this care, towards another being. Really important to understand that this is not only about ourselves. This care, this kindness is unconditional. And at times to just open the door of the heart, mind, to include another being or a few other beings. And notice the expansion of that quality. And here again, it need not be special, but it's just the very simple open awareness. In the same way that we have a more open awareness in the mindfulness practice, there's an openness of heart and expansion, which can include another being, and a sense of connection. So if you wish, you can bring in someone that you care about. And very naturally, there's an outflow of presence towards that other being. And here again, it may be a silent, kind presence. Just having an image or a thought of that presence. Or we may engage a little more and use a phrase. A very simple phrase, very naturally. May you be happy, or peaceful, or anything that you may wish for that being. Just the very simple generosity of heart. I care about you. I care about you, and I wish you well. And of course, this is not limited to one person. There may be a sense of freedom with this, inviting whoever comes to mind, to heart, in a very free flow way. And as we're being in contact with another person, we can also notice the impact on our own being. It affects the heart, the mind, in the very way that we're opening the field of presence. There may be a sense of appreciation for this being, a sense of gratitude to have them in our life, or a simple ease of well-being in the body. Maybe feeling the warmth of that contact. Or it may be anything from pleasant to unpleasant. Doesn't need to be one way. And then being aware with careful attention. Notice the quality of presence itself. And here again, to end, we can, if we wish, very naturally extend this wish of well-being for everyone that we're sharing the retreat with. He is special and precious. Be in silence. feel the flow of interconnectedness amongst us, the support from one another. Can be sensed when we're a little bit open. The very clear kindness and appreciation, even joy that can emerge from that special opportunity. Wishing everyone in this room to be well, to live in peace, be happy. And even extending this wish of metta, kindness, to all those who are outside. We can notice that the awareness, the quality of presence can extend. And it's said that metta is limitless, not confined. Extending to end the metta session in a way that feels supportive, and opening this field of kindness, care, and presence to the extent that feels appropriate without forcing.